Blog Talk Radio.
I need your healing power.
I need
Everything I want, we give everything and honor, praise.
You supply, Lord.
thank you, God.
Our Father.
Oh, I thank you, Lord.
Peace, our everything.
Oh, I just
magnify you, Lord. We praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh.
Glory to your name.
We give honor.
We love you, Jesus.
We give glory to your name, Jesus.
Oh,
we thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Glory to your name.
don't have much, but I really want to give a gift to you. I've been wanting you to know that I love you so much. I want to give to you. There's so much I've been wanting to say, but words cannot convey all that I feel inside. Now my heart's an open book. Come close and take a look. I wanna give to you. Oh Lord,
I give
you praise. This is the gift I choose.
This is my gift. I give to you.
I get up in the morning, I stand on my feet, I say, thank you, Jesus. I give you praise. You've been better to me than I've been to myself. You watched over me all night long. You let your angels encamp around about me. Thank you, Jesus. Every time I get sick, you're my doctor on my sick bed. Hey, thank you, Lord. You watch over my children and you keep them. Thank you, Jesus.
I've been lied on, I've been talked about, misunderstood, but still God was always there. He picked me up and he brought me out. I never really felt I deserved his goodness or his grace, but that's the kind of God we serve. What a friend we have in Jesus. When everything that you worked for all of your life suddenly disappears, and you feel all hope is gone, and those that you confided in told everything you said, family members you thought would never leave you, they deceived you. When that happens, baby, it's all grace. It's all God. And I want to tell you something. He's better than any doctor. Better than any lawyer. He's better than any friend, because friends will deceive you. He's better than any lover that I've ever known. He's awesome. He's better than any psychiatrist, because he knows me from the inside. Oh, him, he'll never leave me. And let me tell you something else. You can never shock him. Anything that you do, I'm amazed that he loves me anyway. You see, by faith, I can come to you.
Worship you.
to let you know that I'm so thankful for my life, my health, my strength. Oh God, I just worship you. I just came to praise you from the bottom of my heart for all you've done for me. I didn't come to ask you to do anything, because I know you love me. You've proven that so many times. I love you, Jesus. I just come to worship you today. Just because you are.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. We bless his holy name. Hallelujah. I came to worship and to praise his name. Hallelujah. It's all about you, Jesus. All about you, Jesus. And so, Lord, this morning we just express our thanksgiving to you. We honor you. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, for your goodness. Thank you for your loving kindness. We bless your name every day. It's a day of thanksgiving. We honor you. Hallelujah. We praise you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Awesome God. We adore you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We exalt the name of Jesus. Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we praise. Amen. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Glide unto you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer-Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Hallelujah. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Every day is a day of praise. Hallelujah. So we join together in praises and thanksgiving and thanking him for who he is. Thanking him. Hallelujah. So we praise you, Lord. Let us say the Lord's prayers together in concerto. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And Father, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, and thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Father, we bless your name. We praise you. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praises and thanksgiving, honoring you, O God, and blessing you from the bottom of our hearts, not with lip service, But Lord, from the bottom of our hearts, we say thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the breath that we breathe, oh God, that is yours. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Father God, we thank you, Lord. You are the CEO of the universe, the creator. Our creator, the creator. The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. We bless your name and we praise you. We worship you. Holy Spirit, this morning we pray for a mighty move in our midst. Holy Spirit, we surrender this service to you. Spirit of the living God, have your way. Have your way in this service in the name of Jesus. Preeminence, Holy Spirit, we surrender our lives to you. Holy Ghost, we surrender everything that concerns us to you, Spirit of the living God. Holy Spirit, move in a mighty way in the lives of our children. Holy Spirit, move in the lives of our spouses. Holy Spirit, move in our families, in our homes. Holy Spirit, we need you every second. We need you every hour. Spirit of the living God, we need you. As the Spirit of the living God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for what you're about to do in our lives. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you've done in our lives. Holy Spirit, we thank you for leading us. We thank you for guiding us. We thank you for teaching us. Oh, Holy Spirit, we bless you. We praise you. We cannot pray without you. We cannot teach without you. We cannot preach without you, Holy Spirit. You are our everything. We need you, Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. We need you every second, every moment, every hour. Perfect all that concerns our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Spirit of the living God, we adore you. We worship you. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Father, we pray for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Father God, forgive us of things that we have done that are not pleasing to you in thoughts, in words, in deeds. Oh God, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy, oh God, upon our spouses. Have mercy, oh God, upon our siblings. Have mercy, oh God, upon our nieces and our nephews. We pray for mercy. Mercy for each and every one of us this morning, oh God. Your mercy, your mercy, your mercy. In the name of Yeshua Mashiach. Mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Bring down your mercy upon us, O God. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, Father God, we release the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, our souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Father, let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, God, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood that gives us strength from day to day. The blood will never lose its power. So, Father, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. We soak our transportation in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything, oh God, that we own, oh God, whether it's small or big, in the blood of Jesus. Father, let the blood speak for us, even as we drink water, eat food, whatever, we cover with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, speak for us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the precious blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you for the blood. Cover our children with the blood of Jesus Christ. We bless your name. Cover our grandchildren with the blood. Our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, with the blood of Jesus, our siblings, with the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the healing and the deliverance in the blood. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we put the armor on our children in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our spouses in the name of Jesus. Father God, we put the armor on those that are connected to us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, our friends, oh God. The armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we thank you, Lord, and we bless your name. Thank you for the armor in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the armor in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we come fitted. Hallelujah. Come fitted. Hallelujah. Thank you for the crown of glory. Thank you for the garment of salvation. Horia masandiriaku. Oh, Father God, thank you for the belt of truth, oh God. Thank you for the shoes of peace. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name. We praise your name, oh God. Father, this morning we pray for divine angelic assistance in the name of Jesus to be with us, guiding and protecting us, and doing your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, the angels that are assigned to us as individuals, oh God, to guide, protect us in the name of Jesus and do your biddings in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for thy kingdom to come, thy glory done on earth as it is in heaven in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that all your promises are yes and amen in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done and all that you will continue to do for us. We thank you, Lord, that we are the head and not the tail. We thank you, Lord, that we are above and not beneath. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, we adore you. We just want to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for salvation to come to members of our families that do not know you as the Lord and personal Savior. Salvation come in the name of Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit move upon the hearts of those who do not know you as the Lord and personal Savior. Oh, Father God, in our families, Holy Spirit, move in their hearts in the name of Jesus so that they can receive the saving grace, of Jesus Christ, that gift of salvation. We, Father God, it's your desire for every one of us to be saved. Oh, Father God, and we pray for families, members that are not saved. We pray for brothers and sisters in our families that are not saved. Father God, we pray for the children in our families that are not saved, oh God. The parents that are not saved. Oh, God, we pray for salvation to come. Grandparents that are not saved, oh, God. And oh, we pray for salvation to come to them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, so that they can receive you. Father God, we pray for those spouses who do not know Jesus Christ. And oh, Father, we pray for their salvation in the name of Jesus. Father God, it is your desire that all men be saved. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, give us more grace to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father God, to tell others about Jesus. Father God, give us more grace to evangelize and tell others about Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Father God, we cannot leave this place this morning without praying for the nation of Ukraine, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you for your divine intervention. We ask you for your divine intervention. There's nothing too hard for you to do. Father God, you are God of all flesh. And so, Father God, we pray that you intervene in the nation of Ukraine, oh God. Father God, that you intervene, you take over, oh God. Father, we pray that you send your troops over, oh God, in the name of Jesus, your heavenly troops, to war on behalf of people of Ukraine, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, give the people of Ukraine, oh God, allow the angels to go into your holy armor and bring, oh God, weapons that have never been known on the face of the earth. And Father God, let it be given, oh God, into the children of Ukraine in the spiritual realm, and they will be manifested in the physical realm in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. And we bless your name. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we pray that you would give the president of Ukraine wisdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Wisdom to handle the affairs of his nation. Wisdom to make the right decision, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. We thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for turning things around. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We bless your name. I bless you, Lord, for each and every one under the sound of our voice this morning. Oh, Father God, I thank you for the goodness in their lives. I thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. I thank you, Father, for giving, more grace in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Oh, be with us, oh God. Every step of the way. Oh, we need you, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. This morning, we just want to do one or two testimonies. I want to do for those who have any testimonies with today. I mean, we're in the third month of the year of the Gregorian calendar. Hallelujah. If there's a testimony anyone wants to share about the goodness of God, you can press one on your keypad and I'll open a line for you. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Good morning to everyone. Good morning, Apostle. I just want to bless God this morning. I want to say thank you for my life, for my children, for my family, for my friends. And I want to tell God thank you for Apostle and the prayer line and everyone else. I just want to bless God. Today, it's been 2 months since I've been sick. And I've been home and I've been working. But I know God is so good. All my affliction, God was good to me. Sometimes I woke up in the middle of the night like I was giving up, passing off. But I told God, I said, God, this sickness is not up to death. I said, I'm going to live and declare the voice of God because your word said it. So I just want to bless God. I'm healed. All the
Amen.
Lashes going from my palm, it's just little pain. But I just want to tell God, thank you. And I started work last week. So I just want to bless God for his grace, his mercy. that this sickness is not sickening unto death. Because I nearly died one morning, I almost passed off. But I used to pray with all the sickness I think together me there. By the time the pain grabbed me, I jump up and say, God, you gotta heal me. You gotta heal me. You gotta heal me. And I was just praying. And I couldn't do nothing myself. Can you imagine how people used to drive me around? But now this time I can drive my own car. I can go to work. I can cook, even though my one hand for the two hands, the hand getting stronger now. But I just want to bless God. It's good to trust God. Because now I'm supposed to say, we shouldn't give or to encourage ourselves. Sometimes the people will be so heavy, and I will say things like, I don't believe anything. I will catch myself and say, God, forgive me, have mercy. And say, no, you are him in the flesh. Well, you got to forgive me. I change to be praying. So I just want to bless God that this thing that was not unto death. And I want to pray for, I want to thank the apostle for prayers for me and her family. And the prayer line, those that were calling me, praying for me. I just want to bless God. Sometimes we don't know that God loves us till we get into trouble. Because if we're into trouble, we should pray to him. What kind of signal was he? Anything we find ourselves, we should pray to him. And he becomes our rescue. So I just want to bless God. I just want to tell him thank you. I don't know what to say. But I just want to bless God that he was able to save me from my sickness and he still carried me through. I didn't have money, but I was able to pay my rent for the 2 months. But I just want to bless God that I'm alive to testify his goodness. Because what he has done for me, no one can do it for me. It is only God that did it for me. It is only his mercy and his grace coming through. So I just want to bless God. I want to tell you thank you so much. I thank you for my mother. When I told my God I was sick, I told the person to tell my mother. When I got to tell her, she was crying. She said, what? That the thing you were going through? She said, anything was going to happen to you, I was going to die first. They bury me before they bury you. I said, you never die. I said, God will take care of you. I said, but I'm okay. I said, the pain I was in, I couldn't call you. You feel bad. So I just want to bless God. I just want to thank him. Thank you for my family, my everyone that is connected to me. That God was able to heal me, and he continued to heal me, continued to be with me. So I just want to bless God. Our coming is not in vain. We should just have faith and belief in God. That whenever something happens to us, he's there to take care of us. He can take care of the ends. He can take care of us. People that don't even know God, he take care of them. Then what more about us? So help our trust and confidence in God. Let us try to encourage ourselves when something happens to us. So I just want to bless God for everything in my life. If I start with the other day, I won't even finish. Well, I just want to bless God. I just want to tell you thank you because every day is a day of thanksgiving. So I want to bless God for everyone. Thank you for the prayer that were part of this prayer. That pray for me and I do the same. Thank you, Apostle. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your testimony. We thank you, Lord, for bringing her through. The sickness was not unto death, but to bring glory and honor to your name, O God, that she can share your testimony of your goodness and your grace and your love, O God. And, O Father God, and I just bless and I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that every prayer that was prayed was answered, O God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, because, and you never forsook us. And I thank you, Lord, that you will never leave us or forsake us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, and I bless her. Thank you for her family. I thank you for the children, the grandchildren, her father, oh, God, in the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
I thank you, Lord, thank because your strength, oh, God, will be perfect in her weakness, oh, God. I thank you, Lord, that through the success that you
thank
provided
you.
For her, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that we thank you, Lord. For providing for provision in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we give you glory. Oh, Father God, and afflictions shall not rise for the second time in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So, Father God, we
thank you. Thank you,
strengthen her, oh God.
Amen.
In the name
thank
of
you.
Jesus, oh God.
Amen.
Let the blood of Jesus bear any damage in her system in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father
Amen.
God, I thank you. favor for her. Thank you for your grace resting upon her. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Anyone else get pressed? Okay. Ten, I got you. Amen. Ten.
Yes. I want to praise God this morning. And I want to say hallelujah. Yeah. God.
Amen.
For your goodness in my life. For good. For healing. For guidance. For direction. For protection. Maria just said, it is a long list. But God, you are so, so good. Merciful, kind. Thank you, Jesus. For the children in the home, grandchildren, family. Lord, each day you make it easy for me when I call my mom. And she says, amen. Father God, and I know you will do it in my home.
Amen.
I praise God. I'm praising God because he's just removing the spider webs. The spider webs. Oh, thank you, Apostle. Thank you for the I Am ministry. I'm praying that you all keep me. Pray for me while I pray for you. Because I know the Lord is removing. Thank you, Lord, for removing the spider webs, the cracks.
Mm.
Holy Spirit, you're so good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What that word coming from spider web? Spider web. Mm. Oh, Father God. Mm. You will do it, Lord. You will do it, Lord. You have done it. I ask for mercy, mercy. Thank you for removing the spider webs. Oh, Apostle, why is this word spider web? Oh, Master.
Thank you for removing it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for removing not the spider web, because, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for every demonic assignment that the enemy sent, that you destroy, Lord, every work of darkness, seen and unseen, known and unknown, that was sent to destroy her and her family. Father God, we thank you for intervening. We thank you for utterly destroying every plan of the enemy, every work of darkness against this sinner, her children, her grandchildren, her mother. Father God, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the fire of Almighty God consuming everything that is evil, seen and unseen, known and unknown. In her life, in the name of Jesus and the lives of her children, we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness in her life. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, oh God. Thank you, Father God, for making the crooked places straight. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless your name in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We seal these testimonies. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Reverend Cooper, let me open the line for you. Reverend Williams, I'm sorry. Amen.
Good morning. With many blessings. I truly give honor to God this morning for bringing me and my family to a successful end of 17 years on a joint and having that joining next, not with our desires, but met according to the Lord's plan. My brother and my sister, this morning, the joy that is within my heart is just knowing that the Lord is true to his word. It is you and I that have a problem with ourselves, but not with the word of God, because the word of God is true. I've been having a pilgrimage to Liberia to go and help, and I've done everything on my part. You know, this is what I believe God don't really appreciate, when we can say we've done it on our part. But I thank God that I can say that, because I have learned that except the Lord builds a house,
amen,
they labor in vain that build it. So if we want to do things for God and we're doing it in our own strength and we are doing it for our own glory, it shall not be. It's only the glory of God that will stand the test of time. He will allow us to do what's in our way. And he does that because I believe God wants to see if we are faithful to what he places before us. Please, I know this is a long testimony, but I pray it helps someone this morning. So having done all, this weekend we were faced with the beautiful decision to stand and see the salvation of the Lord and to let go and let God have his way. To know that if we trust God and we give it to him, he will do the rest. And that's where we are, my family and myself, my ministry and everything, that's where we are now. And I know I will come back on this line and tell of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, because my God is able in Jesus' mighty name. God is able. You can tell when the enemy is attacking you because of your blessing. Even in the midst of what I was doing, it was like I was having a heart attack. I was going through some health issues, but God made me to do what I had to do in spite of it all. Let us stay confident in God and do what he called us to do. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God is faithful. Hallelujah. Standing on his word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The best in the Bible. The best is yet to come. Hallelujah. And so we bless God, hallelujah, just for saying sometimes it's hard to stand. Hallelujah, but thank God, Reverend Williams always standing. Even though the crowds are shifting, and we stand on the solid rock, right? Hallelujah, so we bless God as more will come. In the name of Jesus, more testimonies, more testimonies, and so much more in the name of Jesus. So we bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. We worship the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name, we seal this testimony through the blood of Jesus, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Anyone else? You got to talk. We have to say, talk about the goodness of God. We got to encourage one another and encourage each other. If there's anyone else, hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. If there's anyone else, you press 1 and we'll let you speak in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise God. But let me tell you, I just can give a brief testimony. This morning to come on this radio was the hardest thing for me to do. Very difficult, very hard. Sometimes you might hear me, and sometimes I would tell my God sisters, she said, but I couldn't tell you weren't well. But you see, God gave you that strength. God gave you that strength because, I couldn't believe it. And he just turned it over because I had like my head was coming out of my head. I was not feeling well. To get up was not sleeping, but in a lot of pain. And my husband was trying to, attending to me, doing this, doing that. He said, you think you will make it to the prayer line? I said, the Lord will give me the strength to make it in the name of Jesus. You just got to be determined. Hallelujah. You just got to be determined. And I just said, no, I'm going to make, even with the headaches, I'm going to make it with the pain. I'm going to make it. So I said, I'm going to move around. Hallelujah. And when we begin to praise and bless God, hallelujah, and worship him in the beauty. Sometimes you see the praises and the worship because you want the anointing to flow. You want the anointing to flow and touch the lives of those that are here. And that's because we want to prepare for the word of God, or prepare for the testimony. And sometimes we need those old worship songs for the oil to flow through us. And as the oil flow, as the oil began to flow, because one of my favorites, the Blessed Assurance, and the oil began to flow, and I just started feeling the headache, everything just breaking and breaking and breaking. So you can't stay down, like Mariama said. You got to keep praising him and telling him thank you and keep pushing. Don't stay there. It's like, I can't make it. No, he wants you to stay there. But God wants you to take that step. I'm saying this to somebody. Take that step forward. Don't say you can't make it. Take it up. Take it. You're not making it in your strength. You're making it in the strength of Jesus Christ. His strength is made perfect in your weakness. So when I feel like that, I begin to pray and say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do, and I begin to pray, I can do all things me. And you begin to say it, I can do all things. And when you begin to say it, you depend on Christ, not you, not your strength, because if it were my strength, I would be flat in bed. But this strength is from Christ Jesus. I'm in his strength. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So sometimes we don't understand. We don't know what others go through, because not everything, every day you got to be there. I'm going through this. I'm going through something. Yeah. But God takes us through for his name to be glorified, for his name to be honored. Hallelujah. And so we bless his name. So don't stop praising him. Don't stop thinking if you're in pain, you praise him. Sometimes I'm in pain. There are times my tummy is aching. I'm on the ground and praising him and doing the prayer from on the floor because I'm in a lot of pain. And I'm praising him, and I'm not going to stop because it is unto his glory, not unto me.
Glory.
So we thank God for the testimony of each and every one here this morning. And I pray each of us get encouraged by one another's testimony. When you see God, when the enemy comes against you like a flood, the Spirit of God raise up a standard against the enemy. If you're not going through anything and the enemy not after you, then there's nothing inside of you that he wants. Seriously, when the enemy keeps coming after you, there's so much in you that God wants to release. And the enemy is afraid. He don't want that to be released. Hallelujah. Mariama is in charge of the prayer line. He doesn't like it. The enemy likes it. No, she's a woman who loves to pray, and she's a woman of God. So the enemy comes. But in everything, we give thanks and we praise God because we are more than victorious in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning for these testimonies. We thank you this morning that you've never left us and you will never leave us or forsake us. We thank you, Lord. Even for those who had testimonies, but they're not ready, because sometimes you have not given them the option to release those testimonies yet. But we still say thank you in advance, because every day is a testimony. Just for the breath we breathe, it's a testimony. We thank you for the battle for us. You're fighting right now for us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We've seen the victory of the cross. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we bless your name. We thank you that even I praise you and I thank you. Even with Mariama going through different things and changes, not working, oh God, not working and going through, you still provided for her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And she never feels us. Pay her offering, to send her offering, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we know those are sacrificial offerings. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you and we bless you. Oh, yes, Lord, we prayed. We prayed because I knew what it was. But I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for each and every one, oh God, here this morning. Oh God, that you provide for us according to your riches in glory. I thank you, oh God, Father God, for your faithfulness in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for sustaining, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for Fatmata in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for Pastor Young in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Mother Somerville in Liberia. We thank you for her. We thank you, Lord, for Mother Brooks, oh God. We thank you for Sis Allison, oh God. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for healing Sis Willa, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Oh, Father, we give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for Sis Farida. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for Samuel, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for Ella, oh God, we thank you, Jesus, we thank you, Jesus, we thank you, hallelujah, no my son to the Yakub, holy on my son to the Yakub, we thank you, Lord, we thank you, Jesus, holy on my son to the Yakub, I am a son to the Yakub, Yekuri am a son to the Yakub, I am a son, hallelujah, I am a son to the Yakub. In the name of Jesus, Uriya Masanderiako, Father, continue, touch this child right from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, and my son, cover her in the blood of Jesus, her gifts, her talents, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we come against every generation of curse. We cancel to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. We receive generation of blessings in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we praise you and worship you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Oh. Wow. Whew. Thank you. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romoso Driaco. Let's say the Lord's Prayer. Some of you, I have some prophetic words. I can't say it yet because it's personal. I'll call you and give it to you in the name of Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. With the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed, amen and amen. Mariam, I'm going to call you right now, and Reverend Williams, I will call you right after Mariam. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I got a word. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day. Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you. Thank you.